Other.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 2nd. The October 2nd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll call this the Fasten Your Seatbelt Day, the Fasten Your Seatbelt episode of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, because a lot is changing in the market. And I'm a guy who's been bullish on the market for the last 5.5 years. And I'm going to put up a few warning flags today for all of you who want to listen. We have the Dow down 30 points today, which is no big deal, but we were down, what, 230 yesterday. We're at 16,773. We were at 17,300 just a couple weeks ago, hitting a new all-time high, and now here we are all of a sudden with red flags, orange flags, warning flags, yellow flags going up all over the place, and I'm going to outline those places in the global markets that I would be very careful with right now. The NASDAQ is flat right now. Hey, that's a victory. In fact, it's up a point, 44.23. Let's celebrate. The NASDAQ's at 44.21. The S&P is down a couple here, 19.44. We continue to go back in time. We were at 2010, weren't we? We were caught up to today, and now we're clear back in the 1944. What happened? That was like World War II back there. Crude oil continues to plummet, 87.75. I sold most of my oil stocks weeks ago. That's why when the market changes, you better change with it or you'll get rolled over like a bulldozer. The gold market's flat, 12.14. The 10-year yield is at 2.42% here this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, here's what you're going to hear from one pundit after another in the next several days being wheeled out on the financial channels. Oh, we just hit a new high. There's nothing to worry about here. Corporate earnings, their coffers, they're flush with cash. Their balance sheets are strong. Blah, blah, blah. In other words, Pollyanna, don't worry. Well, I'm a guy who went bullish on the market in March of 2009. I was 18 days after the low of the market when I published in my newsletter, "Has a new bull market been born?" And I went on to give the reasons why I believed it had been born. And I've been bullish ever since in this market. 5.5 years, almost 6 years now. Well, there's a saying here in San Diego amongst fishermen. We all have radios on our boats. And when we make a good catch, some of us, the wise fishermen don't say a word. Because if you tell them where you caught them, they're all going to come in, all the boats like mosquitoes. But when you call out a big one, fish, you say, hey, and I had this experience about a month ago, 6 weeks ago. I hooked a marlin just about 10, 15 miles off San Diego. It's the first marlin I've ever hooked off San Diego. And I put out a radio call. I said, I just hooked a marlin here off my little boat off San Diego. Well, without any pictures, it's all bull. Same in the stock market. If you say you put out a bullish call on the market back on March 27, 2009, you'll come back and say to me, without any pictures, it's all bull. Well, I have the pictures, and I published that newsletter. I put the front page of it in my newsletter, my current newsletter, a few weeks ago. And I've been bullish on the market ever since. And as I sit here today in October of 2014, I'm not ready to put up a bear call on the market. But a lot of areas of the market I would avoid right now. You know, it's amazing how quickly things can change in the market. Look, here we were 2 weeks ago, and the Dow was at 17,300. Janet Yellen was promising low interest rates for as far as the eye could see. The S&P was at all-time highs, I want to say 2014, something like that, an area that it had never seen before. But underneath, there were some disturbing signs in the market that were beginning to make me nervous. The biggest disturbing sign that I saw was the small cap stocks. You say, they're a big chunk of the market. There's more small caps than there are large caps. The Russell 2000 has 2,000 stocks in it. The Dow only has 30. So you should pay attention to the Russell 2000. You know, the Russell 2000 went on a roll for 2 years. It was up 61% in 24 months, while the S&P was up only 33%. And I rode those small caps for all they were worth. In fact, last year I was pretty much 80% invested in small cap U.S. stocks, and they were very, very good to me. And then things started to change. In fact, I warned at the beginning of this year in my newsletter, I said, don't expect another year like we had in 2013. In 2013, the Dow was up 27%. The S&P was up 29%. The small caps were up 39%. The NASDAQ was up 38%. This is going to be, I said, a very difficult year. 2014. And the biggest reason I think it's going to be a difficult year is the Fed is withdrawing the stimulus. Okay? This would be like Barry Bonds playing today without stimulus in his system. You think he'd hit 72 home runs? I doubt it. There's no more stimulus sloshing around. We're going from quantitative easing to quantitative tightening. That's a big, big change. That's like a shock to the system of the market. Okay, now while the market is in shock, even though it knew it was coming, but at some point it had to go through that. I guess it's like, the alcoholic, I suppose, giving up the drink the first few weeks, the first few months. I don't know. I'm just trying to find a comparison here, or the guy going clean or whatever, going off the wagon or going back on or whatever. The market was drunk with stimulus, and it had to sober up real quickly. And the market has been in a sideways small caps, that is, have been in a sideways trend since February, March of this year, when Janet Yellen first uttered those words 6 months. The S&P and the Dow, however, they've done okay. I mean, the Dow's been up about 3 or 4% at its peak. S&P maybe 7 or 8% at its peak. NASDAQ ditto. And even the emerging markets were starting to emerge, and they looked so good. Just about 6 weeks ago, China actually broke out of a several year consolidation. But look what's happened since then. You know what? If there's one thing I've learned in being in the market for the last 20 years, things can change very, very rapidly, and they have. The small caps have not given a sell signal yet. They're not in bearish territory yet, but they are just perched right there. And it wouldn't take much to push them over the edge and begin a new bear market, in small caps. And the problem is that could easily drag down the rest of the market. I would not own any small or mid-cap mutual funds in my 401k or in my thrift savings plan right now. I think that's one of the most vulnerable areas of the market. And the emerging markets, which look so promising, all of a sudden out of nowhere come these protests in Hong Kong. China is reeling. The protesters have given them a deadline this week to get their leader out of Hong Kong and send him back to Beijing. That is not helping the Chinese market. I would not own any Asian stocks right now. Japan is reeling. China is reeling. Hong Kong is reeling. And add to it a pending recession in Europe all of a sudden. This Ukraine thing, they are at a stalemate. and it's going to bring Europe down into a recession. And the ECB president, Mario Draghi, decided to stay put this week and not do anything. I wouldn't own any European stocks or mutual funds. And lastly, South America is a mess all of a sudden. The Argentinian president, they defaulted on their debt. Brazil has an election coming up this week, and it looks like the woman who's run Brazil so poorly over the past several years is going to remain in office, which is almost incredible. I wouldn't own any Latin American stocks either. What does that leave? Well, there's still a few areas of the market that are hanging in there. The S&P, the NASDAQ, biotechs. There's a lot that I don't like about this market. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend and sending it out. And there's going to be some warnings in the newsletter that haven't been there for a while. I've been bullish on the S&P, on the Dow, on the NASDAQ for the last 5.5 years, since March of 2009. But I've also warned that at some point in time, this bull market will end, just like every bull market eventually comes to an end, and another bear will ensue. That has not happened yet. But there's plenty of warnings right now that we need to watch very carefully. And there are some areas of the markets that have now gone into bearish territory. Let me go through a few areas of the market. We're going to do the small cap, U.S. and mid cap stocks in this quarter of the show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about an area of the market that I would absolutely avoid at all costs right now. Now, you can do what you want. Read Barron's over the weekend. Read your Wall Street Journal. Read your other newsletter guys. Listen to get everybody's opinion. Then you have to, in the end, you have to decide. Watch Jim Cramer's Mad Money. Whatever you do, then you have to decide for yourself how what you're going to do with your portfolio. That's all I can tell you. Is what I'm doing here at Gunderson Capital Management with the portfolios that I manage. I'm not a guy that puts together an asset allocation for you based on your age and then adjust it once a year, maybe quarterly at the most. No, I don't do business that way. Nor am I a guy that buys a bunch of index funds and leaves you sit there come hell or high water for the next several years. I like to go where the action is. And sometimes when the action turns bad, I like to get out of that neighborhood because I don't like the looks of it. And I've avoided several neighborhoods over the last several years. I have avoided, like the plague, gold over the last couple, 2-3 years. I sold my last gold. Well, I had one gold stock earlier this year that I dabbled with, and I soon backed out when I realized I was wrong. It has not been a good scenario for gold for the last 2-3 years. I've completely avoided that neighborhood. I've completely avoided the neighborhood of the bond market. I don't like the prospects for interest rates going forward. And even though they've remained low, mainly because of all the geopolitical concerns in the world, you no longer have the Fed on your side in the bond market. You got turmoil in the bond market. Look at what happened. Bill Gross, the bond king. Even he, I guess the pressure's gotten to him, and he's been acting erratic lately. Just like a stock market guy starts acting erratic when things aren't going well in the stock market. Well, Bill Gross has been acting erratic lately. He left PIMCO, went to Janus, and the bond market just looks a little bit shaky going forward. I avoid that area. Now, there's two more areas. This first area I'm going to talk about has not gone negative yet. But I would be really, really careful right now, okay? And I've been saying for the last several weeks in my newsletter, maybe even the last several months, I've had one ETF that I've been watching as an indicator. It's IJT. It's the Small Cap Growth ETF Exchange Traded Fund. It's the Small Cap 600 Growth Index. And I've shown this chart every single week in my newsletter because I believe it will be a leading indicator when this market starts to go sour and starts to go south on us. And I've even put the numbers in. Here's the support level. Here's the resistance level. We need to watch this very, very closely because small caps halted their big uptrend right in March of this year. And I mean, they went on a real uptrend, and they've been going sideways ever since February. And they've been trading in a pretty tight range as they go sideways. Imagine your home, and you got a floor, and you've got a ceiling, and managing a rubber ball bouncing back and forth, hitting the ceiling, hitting the floor, but contained within the floor and within the ceiling. Now, eventually, something's got to give when it comes to the small cap index. It's either going to break through the ceiling and begin a new uptrend, a new leg upwards, which is still possible, don't rule it out yet, where it's going to break through the floor and go down into the basement and begin an ugly downtrend, because we have had a lot of uptrend. We've had 61% move up in the last 2 years. That means there's a lot of space below us, the next level of support, if we were to break this current level of support. That first step could be a real doozy. The small caps could really take it on the chin. They have not entered into bear market territory yet. But man, I wouldn't be buying them here. And I'd be very careful. If I own small cap, mid cap, which are basically the same thing, pretty much, mutual funds in my 401k, or if I had an allocation of small and mid cap U.S. stocks, I'd be really careful right now. I'm a probability guy. I'm a mathematician type. I have a mathematical. I see numbers. I see spreadsheets in my brain as I walk around. And I think the probabilities of the small cap stocks breaking out to new all-time highs and beginning a new up leg are less than them breaking down and giving up a lot of what they've gained in the past. I think that's the higher probability. And while I'm not getting a sell signal yet on the small cap stocks, they're not far from it. I have them on a small craft warning right now. It's another thing as a fisherman. I'm always aware of what the ocean conditions are. Every day when I step out to walk to work in the morning, I check the wind. I hold my finger up. What's the wind like? Could I be out there fishing on the ocean or at the kelp beds or on the harbor today? What's the wind like? See, we don't like wind as fishermen. Sailors love wind. I hate those sailors. They love wind. That ruins the fishing. And sailors usually don't like fishermen because we're in their way when they're trying to cut through the ship channel, and we're fishing the edge of the ship channel where the structure is for those bass or halibut. But once in a while, they'll put up what we call, in ocean parlance, a small craft warning. If you own a small boat, which I do, just a little boat, don't go out today. And if you do, we're not going to come get you if you tip over, no. But they just warn you. They say, hey, be careful today. I wouldn't go out there if I owned a small boat. And that would be the same advice I'd give to folks right now. Now, remember, I'm a guy that's been bullish for the last 5.5 years. This represents a big change for me. I have put up cautionary flags along the way, but this is the worst that I've seen the small caps look in the last 5.5 years. Okay, that's saying something. Look, I'm a guy that sits here and fishes these waters every single day. Sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 11 hours. Very careful right now with the small and mid-cap U.S. stocks. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you an area of the market where there's rip currents right now, and I would not go swimming there at all. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking today about many areas of the market that have all of a sudden turned really, really ugly looking. And while I'm not ready to make a bearish call on the market, the last call I made was bullish on March 27th, 2009. I have the pictures to prove it. If you would like to read that newsletter, send me an email. I'll be happy to send it to you. But the market, there's a lot of areas that I just don't like. And look, I'm going to ask you a logical, reasonable question here. Is the bull market going to last forever? It's been going up for 5.5 years. In 7 days, we'll reach the 67-month anniversary of when the S&P hit 666. Maybe the S&P was 666 mentioned in Revelation. Just getting there. But we went to over 2,000. We tripled. Is the bull market going to last forever? The answer to that question is no. There's going to be another bear market. Now, John Bogle of Vanguard Funds, everybody deals with the market in a different manner. John Bogle of Vanguard Funds would say, who cares? Buy an index, buy the S&P 500, buy the Russell 2000, buy the Vanguard World Index, whatever, and stay fully invested through thick and thin. Okay, that's one theory, and that's proven that to be a pretty good returner over the years. But you have to be willing to ride through, if you adopt that philosophy and you take his advice, the last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500 because it finally went down and landed at 666. And when it did that, that represented a 53% drop. That would be like your 200,000 401k today going down into the 80, 90,000 area. That's what an index investor has to be willing to give up. That's what they have to be willing to accept. Okay, I'm not an index investor. Look, I've studied all the different methodologies of the market, and I have my own. That's why we have, freedom, and that's why we're able to choose, and we have free agency. I don't like that style of investing. The most popular style of investing in my industry, I would say 65 to 70% of the professionals in my industry use asset allocation. They do a mix of bonds and stocks because some years stock market has a good year and the bond market doesn't. And maybe the next year the bond market does pretty good and the stock market doesn't. And over time, it all kind of equals out. Well, you know what? I've studied the asset allocation mutual funds that apply this theory, which was made popular by Harry Markowitz, who's here from San Diego, still alive, still, I believe, a professor at USD. The efficient frontier and all that kind of stuff. I've just noticed that over the long haul, it yields pretty mediocre results. You know, probably 5% per year, somewhere in that area. And I've also come to realize that there's times to be in the bond market, and there's times to not be in the bond market, and there's times to be in the stock market and not be in the stock market. So I invented my own system back in 2009, started using it at the beginning of 2009, which is based first on ranking the various asset classes that you have to choose from, whether it be precious metals, whether it be small cap U.S. stocks, large cap U.S. stocks, emerging markets, high yield bonds, corporate bonds, foreign debt, whatever it is. And I try to focus only on those things that are flourishing in today's market environment. And for that reason, I was 100% stocks last year. I had no bond exposure, and I had no exposure to the precious metals. This year, there really hasn't been an asset class that has dominated. There haven't been any real good asset classes. Gold's flat. Bonds are up just a little bit because of some of the unrest around the world, geopolitical. And the U.S. stock market is just okay. And right now we're in a transition area. We're transitioning from quantitative tightening or easing to quantitative tightening, and the market is absorbing it. And you add in some of these geopolitical concerns around the world, and there's a lot of rockiness in the market right now. And it could be that this 5.5-year-old bull is finally starting to show its age. Starting to get a little bit weary, and maybe it's ready to hand off the baton to someone else. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but I just warned of one area of the market that looks particularly vulnerable right now, and that's the small cap stocks. And while they haven't given a sell signal yet, it wouldn't take much. I'd be very careful with small mid-cap U.S. stocks right now. The area that has given a sell signal, however, and it's really discouraging because this is an area that looks so promising not that long ago. In fact, it looked like the U.S. markets were ready to hand off the baton to the emerging markets that had been left behind over the last 5 years, while our markets charged forward. China, as measured by FXI, which is an ETF, broke out big time back on, let's see, I'll give you the date, September the 5th, breakout. And it looked like China was finally going to take some leadership in the global markets. Then along came Hong Kong out of nowhere. And China is down about 10%, 11% since it broke out. That's a failed breakout. China is moving into bear territory. And the emerging markets, as measured by the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, VWO, has all of a sudden started taking on water after hitting a new high just 6 weeks ago. This is how fast this transition has taken place. Now, the emerging markets aren't just Asia, but they go around the world. They include Russia. Russia's just getting clobbered right now. They include South America. South America was on fire earlier this year. Brazil was the leading index in the world because they were looking for some political change down there. But one thing I've learned in the markets over the last 20 years is how fast things can change. What happened in Brazil? The candidate that looked like he was going to unseat the incumbent, Dilma Rousseff, died in a plane crash. That completely changed the dynamics in Brazil. That left Dilma Rousseff with one challenger, a radical green environmentalist. And believe it or not, the market down there wants the green environmentalist to unseat Rousseff. Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen, and the Brazilian markets are in a tailspin right now. I would not have any exposure to South America. In addition to this, Argentina has defaulted on its debt. And now their leader claims that she's being chased by the CIA and they want to kill her. So there's a lot of craziness and unrest going on south of the border. The emerging markets are now in sell mode. I wouldn't go near the emerging markets. I sold all my emerging markets. They looked so dang promising 5 weeks ago. It looked like it was going to be an orderly transition of the U.S. kind of handing the baton off to other markets and let them run with it for a while. Well, along came Hong Kong, along came Brazil, and one more area of the world is also very, very troublesome. This is the most troublesome one of all because this could take our economy into recession and it could take our markets into bear territory, which again has not happened yet. But Europe is a big, big threat. They're bringing down the rest of the globe. Europe is in trouble. Europe's economy has come to a standstill. Russia's not buying European goods. Russia's threatening to shut off the pipeline that will heat Europe with natural gas this winter. They get some cold winters over there. This is a big, big standoff, and there doesn't seem to be any solution right around the corner. In the meanwhile, Italian markets are reeling, Greece market reeling, Spain is reeling, and Europe could drag the U.S. down into a recession. Europe is our biggest trading partner. We need a healthy Europe to trade with. We don't need a sick Europe. So, emerging markets, sell signal. International markets, sell. You do what you want with your 401k and your portfolio. I don't know what your person's doing with your portfolio. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I will be writing the newsletter. I got a good chunk of it done as I wrote an article about the conditions that presented themselves back in March of 2009 that led to the market finally turning bullish. One of those conditions, one of those main conditions, was technicals. The market had been going down for 15 months. And as I've said many times, I do not like to buy stocks or indexes or markets that are going down, downtrends, technically. I remember when Apple topped out at 705. It peaked. It entered into a horrible downtrend. And all the way down, people were saying, oh, Apple's a great buy here. No. You have to wait until that downtrend is finally over. And it starts to go sideways. And it builds a base. This is finally where you've shaken out all of these mad sellers. And finally, there's some accumulation taking place. And new, fresh buyers are coming into the asset. And eventually, that sideways trend breaks out to the upside. And it begins a new uptrend. That's the premium spot, really, to buy stocks. I never buy in a downtrend. And that happened back in March of 2009, that downtrend that was so horrid. It looked like there was no bottom. Finally, there was a bottom. The S&P at 666 was the bottom. And the market finally based there, went sideways, and finally started to climb out of the hole. And it's been going up ever since. It never did enter into a downtrend again. It's been going up ever since. You can look at a five and a half year chart of the S&P 500, and you can see that primary uptrend that it's been in. And as of now, the S&P is still in a primary uptrend, but it will end at some point in time, just like it began. Instead of it finally going sideways and breaking up, it's eventually going to end by going sideways, topping out, plateauing, and then rolling over. That hasn't happened yet. It's threatening to happen, however, in the Russell 2000, the small caps right now. Very close to that thing breaking down, which would be a major warning sign. The emerging markets have already broken down. They have entered major sell signal. They look so promising. And, you know, again, there's a lesson here. How fast things can change around the world that all of a sudden changes the sentiment, changes valuations, changes expectations, and all of a sudden those markets start to reel and fall apart. That's happened in the emerging markets. Now you have to decide for yourself. You can keep your asset allocation. If you're comfortable with that, don't change anything. If it served you well over the years, if you're a buy and holder and you believe in buying the indexes and just riding through them through thick and thin, don't change anything if you're happy with it. But if you're worried, you know that the last bear took 53% out of the S&P 500. And in some areas of the market, it was even worse than that. The financials, for instance, lost about 80%. The banks during the financial crisis. A lot of the financials aren't even around anymore. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, Countrywide, Wachovia, names that used to be pretty popular, and now they're gone. We went through one heck of a crisis. But even the banks finally hit bottom, started to scrape paint, go sideways, and started to head back up, and they've made some major gains since then. But at some point in time, there will be another bear market. We may be forming one right now. There's a lot of things that I don't like. And here I've been a guy that for the last 5.5 years has been sounding like a broken record. The bull market is still intact. Ride it for all it's worth. You got to make hay while the sun shines, because eventually the sun won't shine anymore. You're going to have to live off of that hay and that alfalfa that you've set aside for the winter months. And it doesn't look, you know, like we've hit that point yet, but there's certainly a feel of fall in the air, just like there was a feeling of spring in the air back in March of 09. In fact, when I wrote that newsletter, I compared it to springtime. My wife and I lived on a little plot of land back then. We had goats. We had just birthed some goats. Now, I've never done that in my life. I grew up in a condo in Point Loma. Having goats was quite the experience. Watching a little baby goat, they're cute little buggers. Until they get older, then they turn into old goats. And you can't contain them. They chew up all your landscaping, your garden. Oh, they're cute little fellas. And all our fruit trees were starting to blossom back then. That was spring of 09. Spring was in the air. New life was being born, right? And the market was springing to action. There's a feeling of fall right now after 66 months of bull. And we need to be really, really careful. The emerging markets have gone into bear territory. I would avoid, personally, you do what you want to do. I don't have any exposure to the emerging markets anymore. They look so promising. Several weeks ago when they broke out and things fell apart very, very rapidly. The small cap stocks, I don't own any small cap ETFs, I don't own any small cap mutual funds, U.S. They were the ticket to ride last year. We just had Paul McCartney here in San Diego playing at Petco, and he played ticket to ride. They were the ticket to ride last year. This year, they're an e-ticket. If you ever went to Disneyland in the early days, the e-ticket was only for the wildest rides out there. Man, I'd be very careful with small cap stocks here, U.S. small cap stocks. They're vulnerable to this quantitative tightening. They're vulnerable to Europe looking like it's going to slip into recession. They're vulnerable to China, Hong Kong, ISIL, every other area, interest rates going up. The climate is changing. There is climate change after all. The climate change is changing in the market. You need to be very, very careful. Having said that, all of that, there's still areas of the market that I like, that I'm still invested in. I still own several biotech and pharmaceutical and drug stocks, and I own some few chosen consumer cyclicals here and there. But this is not a time to have your foot on the accelerator. This is a time to fasten your seatbelt. Put on your blinking, flashing lights and proceed very, very carefully. I'll be writing about it in the newsletter this weekend, which you can get at my website, pwstreet.com. And if your money manager is just sitting on his thumbs, why don't you give us a call, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.